In response to Australia's defence agreement with the US and UK, China has said that it opposes any military expansionism by any state that is not in line with UN principles. What do you think China's likely reaction will be to Australia's defence pact in the coming days?
I expect that it will be more of the same. Just as we have, through this arrangement, doubled down, if you like, on the US alliance, I think that China will double down on its criticism of Australia. I think that the tone will be one of disdain, perhaps contempt even. The Chinese generally regard with disdain countries which, as they put it, depend on others for their security. They will add to that case now.
Just going to your expertise with Indonesia, what do you think the regional response will be from the Indo-Pacific?
I think that the trend in some parts of the region, including most of the ASEAN countries, is to hedge more with China rather than declare themselves on one side of the fence or the other. They are trying to protect their interests on both sides at once, hedging, as we say. And with this decision, we haven't been hedging at all, but with this decision, we are clearly placing ourselves on one side of that fence, whereas the many in Southeast Asia will be uncomfortable with, they're more comfortable with sitting in the middle.
What do you think of the agreement necessary to curb the influence?
I have personally no problem with the idea of nuclear-powered submarines, but this does raise many more questions, like where is the workforce going to come from? Can we do this without a nuclear industry? How long will this project take before we have the first nuclear-powered boat? Will Australians be in charge of the reactors on the boats? Those are all important questions, I think. At this stage, I don't have the answers to those.
This has been Renee Davidson from RMIT.